Before we go to Myriv, first of all, an apology that I can't be there with you at this hour together. I got to speak to many of you at the dinner tonight at the end of the Bena semester and program, but I had to head home at some point. But I did want to take an opportunity for just a few moments, just a few minutes, just to give an introduction to the Zman. This Zman starts at the Parsha's bow, where we talk about Kedushas HaZman. We talk about Rosh Chodesh. We talk about our ability to be Mekadesh the Zman and the unique ability that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us to be a partner with him, to be Mekadesh the Zman. Most of you are familiar with the idea of Rabbi Soloveitchik, and you should be familiar with as many of his ideas as you can become familiar with. The famous idea of Rabbi Soloveitchik, that the reason why the first mitzvah that we are given is that of a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, that it's all about time. It's all about taking time into our hands, about deciding what we're going to do with our time, that being the idea, the essence, the mahus of a free person. The Jewish people until that point did not have control over their time. And now they would suddenly be in control of their time as free people. They weren't free. They were free to make their schedules. They were free to decide what I'm going to do now, what I'm going to do later. That's the way Rabbi Soloveitchik explains this unusual mitzvah, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh being the first thing that the Jewish people encounter. But in a very different way, the Sfas Emes explains that what this mitzvah gave the Jewish people was the chance, the ability to create Kedusha, to be partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to create Kedusha Sazman, as the Gemara tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh HaShabbos himself. But when it comes to the Moadim, Mekadesh Yisrael, Vehazmanim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh Yisrael, and through Yisrael, Yisrael creates the Kedusha. Just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the Kedusha of Shabbos, Klal Yisrael creates the Kedusha of the Moadim, the ability to be Mekadesh the Zman. The Sfas Emes says, why was it that of all the mitzvos that bothered the Greeks at the time of Hanukkah, why did Rosh Chodesh bother them so much? Of all the mitzvos to ban Rosh Chodesh, so many say it's because by banning Rosh Chodesh, you basically banned the Moadim. They wanted to get rid of Shabbos, they wanted to get rid of the Moadim. But the Sfas Emes says that Klal Yisrael understood when they were being Mekadesh al pi ha-re'iyah especially, they understood that to be Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh gave them power. To be Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh gave them, made them godly. They could take something and be Mekadesh it with their own hands. It was a time when the Greeks were undoing the Kedushas Makom of the Beis HaMikdash. But Klal Yisrael had the opportunity to still be, until the Greeks stepped in, to be Mekadesh the Zman. Rabosai, we are in a year and a time that we feel so helpless. We feel that things are going on around us that we can't control. We can't dress. We can't go out the way we want to. We can't be where we want to. We can't interact the way we want to. So much of Kedushas Makom, our ability to be where we want to be, to bring Kedusha to a place, is something that's been hampered. But Rabosai, Talmidai, we haven't lost the ability to be Mekadesh the Zman. Be Mekadesh this new Zman. We have, if anything, because so many things have become disrupted, more time. More time to use as we please, more time to use as we decide. The power of being Mekadesh the Zman has not in one sense, one iota, been taken away from us. We just sometimes have to do it in different spaces and with different faces. but we have the power of Kedushas HaZman. As we enter into the new Zman, we enter in with the words, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, HaChodosh HaZeh Lachem, the ability to make a new Zman, the ability to create excitement over this new Zman, the ability to take this semester, these next 6 months, and to say it was COVID, it was the end, I mean, it's a shame of the pandemic, but afal pikein, we were makadesh the Zman in a way we never did before. In the fall semester, we were still reeling, not like we reeled in the last spring semester, but in the fall semester, still so much chaos. We know what this is now. We know we're used to how we had to have changed our lives. We're used to, we understand we're not in a place of free fall now. Now we have to stand up. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, HaChodesh, the new Zman is Lachem, is in your hands to take, to be Mekadesh. May we look back on this Zman as a time that we seized, as a time that despite so many difficulties was a time of great, great strides in our learning, in how much we learned, in how we learned, and in how the Torah changed us just because we were Mekadesh the Zman. Much Hatzlocha to all in the new Zman. I want to just remind you how much Chizuk you give us. You don't understand the chizik that you give to your Rabbeim. I know you think the Rabbeim give you chizik. You don't know how much chizik you give to your Rabbeim, how proud we are of you, how astonished and amazed we are with you, with your hasmada and your love for Torah, and how you refuse to be distracted, and how you continue to be Mekadesh the Zman. Much Hatzlocha to you, and a good night.